thanksgiving, the presence of God Almighty in our lives. Jeremiah, repeating God's call to repentance and renewal, as had Isaiah and others before him, says in chapter 29, verses 13 and 14, "You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will restore your fortunes and gather you from all the nations and all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back to the place from which I sent you into exile." In the New Testament, this theme is expressed by Jesus in Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and you will have blessings from the presence of God in your life." Come, let us renew ourselves in praise and thanksgiving. We will read responsively number 41 in your hymn books. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness.
And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day.
God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good.
In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land.
O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker.
Turn in your hymnals to hymn number 640.
Would you turn in your Bibles now as we read from God's Word, Isaiah 55, 6 through 12. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the evil man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on him. And to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. Will you join me in prayer? Father, as we enter your presence, we offer our honor, praise, and thanksgiving. May our thanksgiving be genuinely authentic. And Lord, deliver us from any semblance of phoniness as we approach you. Father, help us to not be guilty of being thankful with our lips only, but to be truly thankful with our hearts. Father, we thank you for your created order, for this time of year and the changing of the season and the beauty that we've enjoyed. We thank you for the people you've placed in our lives, for the support of family and the affirmation of friends through an embrace, a kind word, a smile. Lord, we thank you for the smiles of children, the openness, the honesty, and the simple faith they demonstrate as an example for us. Father, we thank thee for the gift of memory that allows us to re-experience those significant persons and events that have helped us in shaping our lives, for the gift of laughter and humor that we enjoy. Father, thank you for this institution, the teachers, books, the mentors who have so impacted our lives. Thank you for the conveniences and the provisions of this country in which we live that make our lives more comfortable and that we often take for granted. And Lord, thank you for those times you have protected us from danger, even when we were unaware of it. Thank you for the sometimes uncomfortable nudging of your Spirit that moves us in the right direction. Father, above all else, thank you for the gift of salvation through your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, that the praise and thanksgiving we offer today will continue even through eternity. Father, thank you for making this time of worship meaningful. May it be a time when each of us individually and genuinely encounters the living Christ. May we leave this place with a clear understanding of who you are, which in turn helps us to understand who we are. Lord, you've blessed us so immensely. We ask for one more thing. Give us a grateful heart. In the precious name of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Thanks be to God for who God is and for what God enables us to be. Behold, the preacher mounted his pulpit, and to him 100 faces looked up. And they were as the people of the world, 3 to 4 billion faces captured in 100. And the preacher placed a lozenge on his tongue so that his voice became both sweet and oily. And smiling the smile of those who see but do not understand, he said, "Let us give thanks." And 100 voices murmured, "Amen." But there was not joy in that amen. "Let us give thanks," said the preacher, "for the wholeness of our bodies, for legs that walk and run, for ears that hear the song of the bird, for eyes that see beauty in flower, fruit, earth, and sky, for arms that envelop and hands that hold." And sadly, without a word, there arose blind men and deaf, 2 crippled and paralyzed persons, and those who had lost a limb, and behold, 10 people made their way out of that church. But the preacher continued and said, "Let us give thanks for our health, for lungs breathing in soft air, for enjoyment of food and drink, for the firm tone of a skin that radiates soundness." And there arose and departed those with TB, those with leprosy, those who had asthma, and those who had weight problems. Behold, 10 more had left the congregation. But the preacher continued his rhapsody and said, "Let us give thanks for earthly benefits, the comforts of this world, the rivers of wealth that this fruitful world has bestowed upon us." And there departed of the poor who had seen their children die of malnutrition and their parents of cold, 10 more. But the preacher, his eyes raised in riveted contemplation of comfortable thoughts, saw none of this and said, "Let us give thanks for home and hearth, for the families in which we dwell." And there departed out of the congregation the dispossessed, the refugee, the old man from the welfare home, and the young girl who had disgraced the family name. In all, 10 more. And the preacher persisted and said, "Let us give thanks for our friends." And then from the congregation there arose forgotten persons from lonely corners of large cities, the painfully shy who eat nightly in cheap restaurants alone, the isolated who dwell on farms 5 miles from a neighbor, and all who by others are considered odd or of wrong race or background. And quietly there slipped away 10 more. But the preacher, drawing from his lozenge comfort and unction, said, "Let us give thanks for our beauty. Surely no supernatural beauty, for we are humble people. But that which makes us graceful, gracious, and good to be with." And Sally, who knew her chin receded, and George, who wore thick glasses, and Frank, who was bald, and Louise, who had piano legs, and 6 more arose and departed that place. But still the preacher spoke. "Let us," he said, "give thanks for our wonderful minds through which we understand art and science, theology and history, and probe the great mysteries of the universe." And several people of average intelligence blushed. An elderly man seemed somewhat bewildered, and a retarded child stared blankly. But they all arose, 10 of them, and walked to the door. But the preacher, without a glance downward, almost sang as he said, "Let us give thanks for our virtues, for those virtues that make the path of life pleasant, as if bedecked by flowers." And there were those who were tortured by bad tempers, racked by jealousy, stabbed by envy and the drive to succeed. And 10 more were no longer part of that congregation. But the preacher spoke on, saying, "Let us give thanks for justice." And a Jew from Cairo, several people from Haiti and Cuba, a black man from South Africa, and all those deprived of recourse to law, adequate health care, and poor housing, 10 in number left. But the preacher said, "Let us give thanks for peace." And there departed 10 more, victims of wars declared and undeclared. And then the preacher looked out upon his congregation, and there was no one there. And his lozenge had melted. And there was no more sweetness or oiliness to his voice. And he cried out, and his voice cracked, "Oh Lord, my Lord, where have they gone?" And behold, a voice spoke from heaven, a still small voice. And it said, "For you have exalted what I have not promised. And since the heart of man knows easily the taste of bitterness, they have departed thy congregation. When have I promised thee wholeness of health, a body, or earthly comfort? When have I promised thee unbroken bonds with family or friends? When have I promised thee continued possession of beauty, or of intelligence, or virtue? When have I told thee that in this world you will always know justice and peace? Remember my servant Job. Remember my son Jesus. When have I promised an easy lot for the children of God?" And the preacher cried out, "Then, O Lord, what will you give us?" And the voice replied, "Myself." And the preacher ran to the doorway of the church, and there, sitting in the shadows of its great pillars and lofty spires, mute and with eyes cast down, were the 100 in whose eyes could be seen the eyes of over 3 billion. And the preacher took out his box of lozenges and hurled them into the outer darkness as he cried with a cracked but a human cry, "Oh, my friends, I have deceived you. We may have health, we may have friends, we may have justice, but all we are sure of is God. Of old it was said by Job, 'Though he slay me, yet will I trust him.' And later in his dying, our Savior Jesus spoke to his Father and said, 'Into thy hands I commend my spirit.' For this is all that is sure, that God gives to us himself. And this is all that counts." And a blind man wept, and a friendless woman grasped her neighbor's hand. And the elderly man smiled as he was assisted by a young teenager. And they all started back inside. Behold, the preacher mounted his pulpit. And to him 100 faces looked up. And the preacher said, "Let us give thanks that God himself is with us, world without end. And 100 voices cried out, Amen, and there was joy in heaven. May we go in repentance and in thanksgiving in the name of Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.